There's a law on the books that mandates an ultrasound be performed prior to an abortion. There's another that tells doctors they must notify patients of the presence of a fetal heartbeat and of the statistical likelihood of the fetus being carried to term. Those are just a couple of examples of laws that Democratic State Representative Kathleen Clyde says put doctors in positions where they might have to say or do something that's in direct conflict with what the physicians think is best for their patients. So she's proposing what she calls the Doctor-Patient Relationship Protection Act.
It would ensure that no healthcare provider is forced to choose between following the law and abiding by ethical, professional, and medical standards.
When some of the abortion bills were being considered, doctors from around the state came to the Ohio State House to testify against them and to rally in protest. Dr. Grant Morrow was one of those physicians. The Columbus area pediatrician says these new laws put doctors in a position of going against their best medical judgments.
My question is, how are doctors, how can they provide care that is safe, individualized, and medically appropriate if we're told to ignore our ethical and established medical standards? These laws tell doctors they're in the room with a patient that he has to ignore what he knows is the right thing to do in many cases.
Morrow says he's discouraged by the new laws and further disappointed that backers of these new laws have been appointed to spots on the Ohio State Medical Board. One of the members of that board is Mike Ganadakis, the president of Ohio Right to Life. Ganadakis responds to Morrow's complaints this way.
Well, you know, any doctor that's licensed in the state of Ohio has the ability to lobby their legislature, or if there's a regulation they don't like, to lobby the State Board of Medicine. They all belong to the Ohio State Medical Association. If there's things and laws on the books now that doctors don't like, they should make their voices heard to change the law. But fortunately, we have a great regulatory scheme in Ohio so the medical profession can thrive and balance that with patient protection.
Ganadakis says he opposes Representative Clyde's proposed Doctor-Patient Relationship Protection Act.
Why do pro-choice politicians want to keep Ohio's women in the dark about their babies and all of their health and legal options? If Representative Clyde had it her way, there would be no laws protecting patients in the state of Ohio, and she would prefer the Wild West approach where doctors can do whatever they want and say whatever they want and be held unaccountable to the public.
22 Ohio lawmakers have signed on to co-sponsor Clyde's bill, but all of them are Democrats, and the Ohio legislature is controlled by Republicans. So Clyde's bill may not have viability right now. Joel Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.